This is the Book Legion Podcast, where we review thought-provoking books to give our Legionnaires the knowledge they need to dominate the next level of their life.
Thanks so much for joining me this week on the Book Legion. This is your host, Tizer Evans. This week, I'm going to be covering The Wim Hof Method by Wim Hof. It's a book that came out in 2020. If you're not familiar with who Wim Hof is, let me give you a quick overview. Wim's in his mid-60s, said he's a Dutchman. He's best known for being the Iceman. He is someone who believes in utilizing cold plunges to the extreme. This guy climbed Mount Everest in a pair of shorts, no shirt. He's someone that also has his own breathing technique that he's brought forward that the book talks about. But he's someone who believes about integrating himself into nature to fuse and connect your subconscious with your conscious mind and living a life that is worth meaning through letting go of your trauma, through breath work and cold exposure. That's really his philosophy, how he's lived his life. He goes into a lot of the things he's had to overcome and endure in his life and how using cold therapy and breath work, he's been able to overcome it. So you can find out a lot more about Wim and the things he's accomplished. I would say the first probably, 40 years of his life, he was completely unknown. He's a father of six. And he was just doing these practices to get over his own trauma, get over the things that he had gone through in his life. He was a bit like kind of nomadic, almost like a gypsy. He talked about he lived in a squatter's house with his kids for 8 years. I guess in the Netherlands, you can squat in someone's house and, you know, people just don't really care. It's kind of a commonplace, right? If they have multiple homes, if they're wealthy and you just kind of live in someone's house, they don't really care. Nor will the authorities do anything. So he lived a really interesting lifestyle. You know, guy biked into Africa on a bicycle. Pretty fascinating the way that he grew up. He has a twin brother as well who lives actually very counter to how Wim lived. So really his trauma started, he kind of had this nomadic gypsy lifestyle and he meets this woman and I cannot pronounce her name because I don't speak Dutch, but Olea is kind of how I would pronounce it, you know, if I'm reading it correctly, which I'm probably not. But they end up falling in love and they end up having four children together. And she starts to deal with depression and like deep, dark depression. And he talks about like he can see this shadow just overtaking her. And so she takes her back to go live with her parents because I believe that she was from Germany, I believe. And so he's kind of traveling back and forth because at this time he's working in the forest, kind of doing different types of odd jobs. I believe that he might have been helping even cut timber and lumber out in the middle of nowhere for some time. So he is dealing with his wife and she's very much clinically depressed. That's why he took her back to Germany for her to be watched over by her parents and someone could watch his kids. Point being is that one day she wakes up and he's gone. He was out working and she jumped off an 8-story building and ended up committing suicide and dying. So now Wim's faced with the pain of losing his wife, his soulmate, and having to raise four kids, being completely broke. And so he had this connection through other things that happened to him in his life, which is in the book, which I'm not going to tell you everything that happened in the book, but where he started to utilize cold therapy and he knew that whenever he would just walk into a frozen lake, a frozen stream, that he had this immense connection that would bring him fully present into the present moment. And of course, like if anybody who's ever gotten into a cold shower, into a cold pool, you don't think about anything else other than that moment, right? And so he has this sense that he just wants to go into the cold more and he starts to utilize. So as Wim starts going into the cold rivers and lakes around him, to kind of help himself heal mentally, you know, one of the things that he starts developing is his own breath work routine and breath practice. And because, you know, when you get into the cold, the best thing you can do is to breathe through it. Just like any type of pain or trauma, the best things that we can do is always breathe through it. And so the book really primarily focuses on three things: using cold exposure or cold plunges as therapy, a breath work, and mindset. And he really talks about these things holistically. Now, the book is really interesting. It kind of walks you through his story, and it really starts to focus on these certain pillars and how he got exposed to them and why he started using breath work and how it was helping him. And he has a whole Wim Hof app that I use actually personally every single morning to do breath work. And he talks about using the cold therapy. And he starts to talk about the combination of using these two things allowed him to start to control his inner state. You know, what happens is when you go into breath work, is you start to pump more oxygen through your blood. And so when you do that, you lower inflammation and you start to stimulate different parts of your brain that can activate, right? And so when you do that, you connect deeper into consciousness. And he also starts to talk about different ways of healing through changing your physiology and your gene expression through breath work and through cold therapy. And now we're seeing cold plunge is really catching on in 2023. So this book came out 3 years ago, but he's been doing this for 40 years. If you do a cold plunge before your workout, your body goes into shock, right? But what happens is your liver releases some type of protein enzyme, I believe, that spikes your hormone levels. So you start to increase your testosterone. And many males nowadays are suffering from low testosterone or low T. And so it's a way to counterbalance that. There's all scientific studies being done. They start talking about the breath work again. You know, one of the things that causes inflammation is being really acidic. And so by going through the breath and allowing fresh oxygen, so what you do through the breath work is you do, like I do, 30 breaths in and out, deep breaths in and out. Sorry if that came across weird on some of your guys' speakers, but that's what it sounds like. So you're getting new blood flow in really quickly, and then you hold your breath for what we call breath retention. The breath retention, what starts to happen is your adrenaline spikes because your body starts to think that it's dying. So you start to release these different type of chemicals and hormones within your body that start to promote more alkalinity within your body, which helps to cut down on stress. And as you start to come into more stressful situations through cold therapy and through the breath work, you're able to tolerate a lot more stress. And we know stress, you know, 95% of cancer is not genetically related. It's really induced through stress, right? Only 5% of cancer has to come from our actual genes. So it really comes through the type of food that we eat, the environment we're exposed to. But more importantly, you know, he really talks about that probably a lot of the cancer comes from our mindset, the negativity, the stress that we put on ourselves. And we're starting to figure this out scientifically, that you can have cellular disruption by your thought patterns. You can have this through music. This is why music can be very healing. If you ever looked at, you know, think about the body as 90% water. And when you play heavy metal music next to a glass of water, if you look at it underneath a microscope, the cellular structure is completely distorted versus if you play classical music, it looks like little beautiful snowflakes. So you imagine this type of stuff is happening internally, and really all cancer is right, it's just mutated cells. So Wim then moves into the second part of the book talking about these two methods, and I'm just giving you a brief overview of what I know from reading the book and just hearing other podcasts on these two things. But he does, Wayne State University, all these different universities, but actually done scientific research on Wim by like putting him in an ice bath for like hours and hours on end. And him alone, just with the state of his mind, was able to increase his body temperature. He was able to do it through breath work. Then he was able to do it without breath work, just by the power of his mind, by being able to control his mind. Then he took people out and worked with them for 4 or 5 days, and they were having the same type of results, with they being able to control the temperature of their body through his practices of the breath work. Additionally, he was able to fight off a strain of bacteria where everybody else was given this strain of bacteria. They all got like food poisoning type illnesses. Wim, through the power of his mind, through his breath work, because it promotes fresh blood and oxygen through, you're detoxifying your body. You're in an alkalinic state, which prevents you to promote a stronger immune system to be able to fight off viruses and diseases better. He was able, the only person in the study that was able to fight off a disease. So they thought, well, maybe he's an anomaly. He's got really high immune system. They did the study with, I think it was 8 subjects or 12 subjects, where he taught them his breath work, and then they tried to infect them with the bacteria to get them sick, like the food poisoning, and every single one of them was able to fight off the strain and not get sick just the way Wim did. And I'll tell you this, this is just anecdotally for me. My mom was here in December, and we all went to lunch on a Friday. And my mom got the same sandwich as 2 other people in our party. That's why I tell you this. My mom that night started throwing up and got really sick. The other two people that had the sandwich did not get sick, but my mom sort of got, she's an NP, so, but she was like, I know this is food poisoning, this is all it is, I'm not sick, this is food poisoning. And I was like, I don't know about that, because those two people are not sick, and that all came from the same batch of meat. Sure enough, the she has stomach bug, it cycles through the entire house. There's my brother, his wife, my niece, my stepdad, my two boys, and my wife. Every single person got sick except for me. And I doubled down on Wim Hof's breathing techniques through this time. And I did start doing it twice a day. I was the only person that got sick, never got sick. So I don't know if it was from that power of intention, power of mind, where I told myself I was not going to get sick, but, or it was just consequence, or it just happened to be, just happenstance that I didn't. So who knows? But I was pretty sure that by reading this book and understanding some of the scientific benefits that he was able to do with the power of the mind and through the breath work, with keeping your body in an alkaline state, that it helped me not get whatever was floating around in my house. So, and then the book kind of really touches on these, we've gotten so far away from nature. You know, we become consumed with materialism, and we live stressful lives when we don't have to. And he talks about we've gotten completely away from living congruent with consciousness. And he's also a yogi, and he talks about that as well, how important yoga is to him. He's been doing that for 40 years. But the book really comes that if we want to heal as a society, and if we want to have better mental health, he's a firm believer that he can help cure most mental illnesses through the power of the breath and cold exposure, as opposed to being put on pharmaceuticals. And I think that he doesn't discount that there can be a time and a place to bridge somebody while they, to take medicine while they start to adopt these practices, then transition into just using the practices and get off pharmaceuticals. But all this is backed by science. So he goes from his story, his methods backed by science, then going into connecting the conscious and the subconscious mind to connect with consciousness, connect with God, connect with Creator, connect with nature, most importantly, and go back to the essence of who we are. And the more that you go deeper, and again, it's about stimulating that parts of our brain and promoting blood flow up and through our vertebrae, activating all of our chakras, putting more blood flow into the brain, and even through the breath work, you know, a lot of people have heard of DMT because you can trip on it, but DMT is known as the God chemical, right? It's the chemical that you release before you die. Well, through breath work and through breath retention, you can release DMT and have trips. I've experienced it. I have a buddy who also has a daily practice, and he's experienced it several times. And so I think through that, if it's called the God chemical, and you're able to have a blissful experience like you would on psilocybin or mescaline or ayahuasca, naturally, that's of course where you want to get. And that's what the yogis talk about. And so I guess to wrap this up, the book kind of concludes with that in order for us to heal collectively, we have to go back to nature. We have to go back into cold therapy. And the way you do that is connecting with nature, right? Going into the rivers, streams. I guess you can fill up an ice bath, whatnot. But it's about being present moment and being happy and living a life fulfilled. And he says over and over in the book that I love life. I love living every day. And, you know, he said a quote that really stuck with me at the end of the book, that man has made incredible advances in technology, like going to the moon, but we haven't been able to figure out how to make ourselves happy. And that just really hit me like, wow. I mean, how crazy is that? Like, we've had incredible feats, like going to the moon, but we haven't figured out how to collectively be happy. And I think that's just kind of a sad place, a sad thing, but it's also, there's a lot of answers out there, right? And I think that's where he brings up yoga, something that's been around for thousands of years. And there's a reason why it's been around for thousands of years, and that's because it works. And so yoga, again, brings a tremendous amount of breath work and connecting mind, body, and spirit all together, just like the Trinity. I mean, all great religions are all talking about the same thing, just in different variation, different flavors, right, of how we get to the same truth. And to him, nature is the truth. And so that's why he promotes going back into nature and understanding how to fuse this conscious and subconscious mind and link them together. And once you realize that you have control over your mind, you can create the life that you want. And you live presently, and you live in abundance, whatever that means to you, and you live in fulfillment. So it was a beautiful book. It was only, it said 170 pages, but to get his story, to get all the scientific data, and then get the spiritual part, I mean, he did a really beautiful job of fusing all together and a tremendous amount of takeaways. So I encourage you to buy the book. I'll post it in the link below if you want to check it out. Again, it's the Wim Hof Method. You can buy Wim Hof's app. I think it's $35 for the year is what I paid for it. It's really cool. It promotes you to do cold showers because just doing, you know, it said if you don't have an ice plunge, you don't have a cold pool in the backyard, 30 seconds a day for 5 days a week, significant. It's like 80% reduces your risk of having a heart attack. We don't realize that our skin is the largest organ in our body. And so we oftentimes cover our skin in clothes when we're cold, but the cold, well, that does that works your vascular system, that works your heart, right? So it's another organ that we basically make you numb all the time. And so now for me, when I'm on walks in the morning, when it's 40, 45 degrees, I don't wear a sweater or anything. I'm in shorts and a t-shirt trying to work that vascular system. But you can do the same thing and get the same benefits as spending 3 minutes in a cold plunge, just doing 30 seconds a day, 5 days a week in your shower. From that last 30 seconds, it's painful, but the amount of health benefits you get from that are astronomical compared to the 30 seconds of discomfort. So anyway, I'll post again the book in the show notes and the link below. It's probably between $15 and $20. Said I bought it in 2020. I'm really sad that I waited so long to read it. Having done the app before I read the book, I kind of did it in reverse order. But and I'd go follow him. He's the Iceman, I think, on all platforms. Great content. He has his own podcast as well. You can go listen to. He's in a couple interviews that he's been on Rogan and all the major podcasts. Lewis Howes is a big fan. Lewis has gone to the Netherlands and done stuff with him and a group of people. Aubrey Marcus as well. He's been on his podcast because I think he was part of the group that went with Lewis Howes up to the Netherlands. So with that, I'll stop rambling. Thanks so much again for watching, and I hope to catch you guys soon. Thanks so much. Bye-bye. Da 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 da